We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I do think, if we're lucky, it's our weekly visit with our dear friend, who you can hear each and every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6. Or, if you can't wait, you've got to get your Jill fix. You just go to jillonmoney.com. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, congratulations. Everything good?
All well here.
Okay. Well, you want to start, your first post up on the blog is about, you know, the unemployment rate, which the job creation was a little anemic, let's put it that way. But still, the overall rate was not too bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good overall 3.6% rate that matches that 49-year low. So pretty much the same amount of people entered the labor force as dropped out and got jobs. So, you know, we sort of saw good, decent growth, but it was a downshift. And I think that that's what people may have seen in their newspapers on Saturday morning,
right,
if they still read them. But what you hear about is that, you know, gosh, the last 3 months we're only averaging about 150,000 jobs a month. Last year it was 200,000. I don't think that the jobs report was that bad. I thought it was sort of meh, as the kids would
say. Exactly, as you say, yes.
You know, I mean, it was, in other words, that we saw a decent month, enough to sort of cover new folks coming into the market. But when you really think about the report, we still have for the year job creation 164,000. We have the broader unemployment rate dropping to a level we haven't seen since the year 2000. Yeah. You know, I know that people want to get paid more and more and more. We saw wages up 3.1% from a year ago. Yes, that's down from a peak in February, but so is inflation. So I don't know. A lot of people starting to talk about a Fed rate cut. I just don't quite see the case for a Fed rate cut at this point in the cycle. Maybe, but not right this minute.
So this has to do with the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. Here's my question I would ask, Jill. What is the federal rate right now? What is the Fed, you know, basically targeting?
So right now, the Fed funds rate is at 2.25% to 2.5%.
Okay.
And so, you know, if things were to slow down, I think there's a good, say, solid 1%, like four rate cuts, four quarter point cuts there.
You think there's room to do that?
I think there is. I mean, we had four increases last year.
That's
remember,
true.
We had,
okay.
Right? So, but the thing is, if we get down towards a Fed funds rate, let's just call it about of 1% or less than 1%, that means something really bad's happened.
Ooh,
and I just worry that if the Fed starts cutting very aggressively right now, while we have unemployment at these levels, and basically the economy is continuing to grow, then what do we do when things get really bad?
See, I think it's really confusing because this happens, and maybe it's the psychological aspect of stocks and, you know, business. But the thing is, like, if you drop it, as you just pointed out, could mean we're doing it because we're desperate, okay? If you bring it up, then you would assume, oh, well, that means it's, you know, we're doing better and you have more confidence, you want to slow things down, but it's going to cost us more to borrow money. So, I mean, either way, I mean, it's, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, look, it's a delicate balance. It's a hard job being a Fed governor. It's also hard to get that job, by the way, because there's still two openings.
Yes, but
that said, I mean, this is what they do, right? They look at the economy. They try to make projections. I just think that when we rely on the Fed to do the heavy lifting, it may come back and bite us in the tushy. And the reason is that, you know, it's one thing for us to see the Federal Reserve lower rates when conditions really worsen.
Right.
But I'm not sure that we are there yet. I'm not sure they are even clear about it. I think that maybe we'll get it. So this week, there's not a lot going on in terms of Fed action because they're in the dark period, so-called. But we are going to get some inflation data. We're going to get retail sales at the end of the week. And then the following week, we have another Fed meeting. I don't know. You know, analysts think that there's a 1/3 shot they lower rates at the next meeting.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. Doesn't seem like it, especially now that the tariff situation seems to have simmered down a touch.
Well, let's move on with your just very quickly a couple of other items you have posted at JillOnMoney.com, and one of them is basically a recording of an interview you did with Reshma Sarjani.
Sarjani. That
Sarjani.
Woman is on fire.
Yeah, it was pretty good, and you can listen to it at her website. Just the headline headline is what?
The headline is that, you know, she really is trying to tackle some gender equality issues in the workplace.
Okay.
And she comes from a very interesting background, like sort of a lawyer, consultant, politician.
Right.
But she started a coding program, a nonprofit for young girls, and specifically young girls of color, is what she's seeking. And,
okay.
you know, she kind of has this idea that, you know, none of this is that hard. We sometimes psych ourselves out
right.
and say, oh, you know, I'm not good at math. I can't do it. She goes, you know what? Actually, it's not that hard. And we can teach this. So I think that okay. It was a great guest. It was very eye-opening for me as someone who's certainly not even close to either politics or the inside machinations of a lot of the technology companies.
But many of you don't know this, and you should. I mean, Jill actually was a traitor, right?
I mean,
you were on the floor.
Yes, well, and you were probably 800 men.
You were probably You were probably one of three women on the floor.
Yeah, it was a very different time 152 years ago when I was a trader. But yes, and you know what? That even that whole that job, a job called trader on a floor of an exchange, it barely exists anymore.
Why?
So it just shows
it's all
you
electronic.
That. Yes, and it really shows you that, like, even with electronic trading, that the folks who used to sit on trading desks and make big decisions, now
yeah.
there's far fewer of them. There are very small group of people, men and women, who create algorithms that trade a lot. But we don't see the same type of career path, and if you call it that, it was sort of more of a job than a career.
Yeah,
and you know what? It's just good lesson. You know,
hey,
kids, listen
okay.
here. Whatever you think you're dreaming of right now is your career could change very drastically over the next three decades.
Yeah, nobody's thinking about this. So anyway, hey, very quickly though. Okay, if you look at, remember Trading Places, the movie.
Yeah, that was me.
Well, it was you, but
yeah.
I mean, the fact is, did they not on you know the. Commodity boards, do they not do that either?
Well, you know, the New York Commodities Exchange is essentially shut down, and it's all done electronically. So
yeah, that's
no
what
people,
I mean. Yeah.
There is a few exchanges where there is still an open outcry system, a couple in Chicago, but it's, generally, it's a dead business, all done.
Because, you know, NASDAQ was, like, really electronic trading a lot.
Yeah, NASDAQ was never a physical exchange. Even though you see people, like, ring the bell at NASDAQ, it's not really a place. It's just
okay.
a place with a lot of computers.
Well, Jill, big number this week, very quickly?
I think retail sales on Friday. Let's see if consumers are feeling – they say they feel good. Are they spending as such? These are the next few months. Don't forget we have that back to – I hate to do it. We're not even really in summer. But back to school really starts in August for a lot
God.
Of retailers.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jill Schlesinger, brought to you by Asset Strategies in Avon. Their website, you want to check them out a little bit, right there on West Avon Road. Get right in there. AssetStrats.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.